Blog Talk Radio. How many know he's so good? I love Jesus. I really love him. The spirit of worship is a very unusual thing, because if you're selfish, you can't worship God. And on top of that, a worshiper doesn't have to always come into the presence of the Lord asking him for anything. Because a worshiper knows in whom they believe. The Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So it doesn't matter if I have a problem. The one that I'm worshiping is a problem solver. I'm just looking for my worshipers. That's why I'm talking. A worshiper recognizes this, is that I've gone to the next level of faith that says, if God doesn't work it out the way I thought he should have, I know he's got a better way, because he said, I will do exceedingly. Oh, you didn't hear that. Apparently, the way you asked him to do it was too low, because he said, when I finally do it for you, I'm going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. And what is that power? It's the power to worship him. It's the power to worship him when you can't trace him. When you don't know what he's doing, you still count him to be worthy. Somebody just lift your hands up. Come on, Dr. Pena.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. We thank you for joining us here on live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Benson, and we are live here at Take Back Tonight on Victory Against All Odds. We are coming to you. We are coming to you this evening from North Carolina State University at the Talley Student Center here on campus. Today is Wednesday, March 28, 2012. So please call someone, text someone, tweet someone, and let them know that we are live here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. If you need to get in contact with me, please do so at odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Or you may contact me via voicemail at 41715-3900, extension 343-658#. We thank each and every one of you. We thank each and every one of you for joining us here on tonight, as we are live right here. The students are piling in, and it looks like it's going to be an awesome night. The students have just returned from marching, and with me live, I have here Alex, and Alex is going to give us her experience on marching and what that felt like to her. Welcome, Alex.
Hi. The march was really empowering. It was really impactful to go and sorry, they had us holding picket signs, basically saying yes means yes, no means no, and they had us chanting things like just kind of encouraging the idea of empowerment in women, and that we don't ask to be raped, that it's just something that happens. So it was definitely really empowering, empowering march.
Thank you, Alex. thank you for sharing with us and your experience, and we hope that you have a great time. Was this your first time?
I marched last year, but I didn't go to the event.
Okay. We thank you for coming and taking time out for share with us on your experience on the march. Thank you.
Great.
Next, we have Ashley. And Ashley's going to come and share her experience about the march. Ashley, I wanted to ask you first, is this your first time marching?
Yes, ma'am.
And is this your first time at Take Back the Night event?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're in for a great treat. If you could just share what your experience was on the march.
The march, last year I was on campus and I heard about Take Back the Night. I saw the flags in the Court of Carolinas. I never really thought about going and stuff, but I went this year with my service sorority. And the march was really, powerful. There was a lot of people, we were all chanting. And, hearing, the chants, saying the chants, was really, powerful. And, it meant a lot, to me, personally, because my sister was raped when she was younger. And the guy that raped her, if she told, he would have raped me. So it was, really, powerful. So that's why, I felt that I really, should have marched, for her. And that's why I marched.
Thank you, Ashley, for sharing you took the time to march for your sister. That is very empowering, and we thank you, and we hope that you enjoy yourself on tonight. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Next, we have Pooja. Is Pooja, is this your first time marching?
Yeah, it was my first time marching.
Is this your first time at the event?
No, it is my second time at the event.
Okay, but this is your first time marching. And we're going to have Pooja explain her experience on the march and what she felt like and why she marched.
The reason why I marched is because, first of all, I think Take Back the Night is a very empowering project, not just for women, but men as well, to claim their freedom and liberty as individuals and not let anyone say otherwise what they should be doing and how they should be doing it. It's not just about physical abuse, sexual abuse, domestic violence, but it's more like how life should be for each individual. We are all equal, we were all made equal, and no one should take anything away from us.
Thank you, Pooja, and you are absolutely right. No one should take anything that we did not offer or anything that we did not give of our own free will. And I thank you so much for sharing, and I can hear the compassion. And I hope that you enjoy this evening as we are going to enjoy it with you. Thank you so much. We thank the three ladies, Alex, Ashley, and Pooja, for sharing their march experience with us on tonight. At the moment, the event has begun. The students are here. They are sitting on the floor, and they are listening to the experience. And so I'm just kind of listening in. I'm kind of listening in on what's kind of going on. If I could describe to you what I'm looking at is a room full of people, students, faculty, staff, as well as television live. And the students have painted T-shirts around the walls with various expressions. And so now we're getting ready to hear a poem, I believe, or an introduction, actually, as we pick up the mic. So right now we are listening to the purpose of Take Back the Night. and we are just excited. And I am looking at the room just fill up full of students of all creeds, men and women. There are just much as many men here as there are students. And there's another influx of students that have just come through the door. Oh my goodness, you should see the many faces. We have people of all creeds and backgrounds and nationalities in this room, to the point now that students are no longer able to sit on the floor. They are actually standing in the background. So I am excited about what is actually taking place here. And now, if I'm not mistaken, we are getting ready for... We are getting ready for a poem, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see here. This is actually one of the faculty members. From the university. I was trying to get a name, but I can't get a name at the moment. But he is just really, he's introduced, just thanking the students for coming and sharing their story and taking their time out. So any moment here, we will be listening to a poem by Mr. Ray Charles Stanley. And the title of the poem is But Now Is the Time. So... Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Tom Stafford, the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, is now on the mic. And he is thanking the organizers of the event. And he is appreciating the scenery of all of the lights and the balloons. We have blue and white balloons, and we have a variety of t-shirts surrounded by clothespins and lights. This is just an awesome event. And so he is just talking, thank you for their support and their courage to come out and do such an event. We have various organizations here. We have the student movement. We have various sororities. We have fraternities that have helped put this event together. And so we are now preparing to listen to speakers, share their stories and poems. I think we also have entertainment as well. Dr. Tom Stafford is just thanking the organizers and the event coordinators for putting all of this together. They have really worked hard. I came up here earlier this afternoon, and the room didn't even look like this. They were just basically tables. They were hanging up their T-shirts. The lights weren't even on at that time. So... So, I am just kind of waiting around for him to finish talking. And so, once he finishes talking, we will move on to the next speaker of the hour. Any moment I will be joined with
my co-host, and a couple of others who will be joining me on the air live. At this time, we are preparing for. I believe it's the Vice Provost for Institutional Quality and Mercy, Ms. Joanne Woodard. She is speaking on behalf of Equality and Diversity. I'm pretty sure that you all can hear the background noise. But I'm not able to see at the moment what she is saying. I've got my view is not here, but that's okay. I'm going to, at this time, play a little bit of music while I look for my guest who has arrived on the campus. Hold on just a moment.
Just open your mouth and just begin to whisper something to him. Tell him how much you love him. Come on, tell him, tell him, tell him. Come on, you tell him. I want to hear you tell him. Oh God, if you don't ever do anything else, you've already done enough. You've done so much for me until I'm behind in my worship. That if you stopped moving in my life right now, it would take me 1,000 years to give you all the praise that's due your name. My God. And so today, I want to take this moment. Lord, we give you all our praise. It's the praise that's due you. And we magnify you when we say that you're holy. That's how we magnify you. When we call you holy and tell you that we worship you. Does anybody feel like that tonight? Anybody in here feel like that tonight? Because you said that if I be
Four.
Can you hear me now? Okay. We are now listening to who is sharing the story of the young lady who and so she is sharing the story with the students, describing what this is like. This young lady who was ranked was impregnated and gave birth to a baby boy. And as a result of she was able to go out to a good crisis that she was able to do. And she knew her story. She didn't use her inspiration to she experienced. Here's an example of giving back to the community. Okay. We're going to take another break and we're going to listen to some music, right?
You see it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give him honor. Give him glory. Worship him in this place. Hallelujah. Worthy thou art, God. We bless the name of Jesus. We honor him for his work. There's no one like him. Hallelujah. You can talk about John, but the Bible says that the Lord God shall be exalted. Hallelujah. He's majestic. He's radiant. The Apostle Paul speaks of the majesty of God when he says, and now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. To him be glory and honor, and we give glory to God right now in this holy.
Love me, for I even love
what I'm going on. I want to attempt to see if you hear what's going on in the background. So if you enter, please text me, let me know if you can hear it. So you can. Now pleading with the student, asking them to think about the GDLT community with this small community and their safety. So let them know that. Another t-shirt that
quarters, I should say. I've lost a loved one last week. Another teacher that someone painted the message reads the following. Death, love, and heartache. No one can heal, but love is a memory no one can feel. Death leaves a heartache, no one can feel, but love is a memory no one can feel. Yeah, I can make the top a bit louder. I'm trying not to keep opening the speaker. Can you hear me now? Okay. I want to thank my co-host, Apostle Wonder Wisdom, for joining me tonight. She finally arrived, and so we're going to open up a second mic so that she can also speak as well. Thank you, Brother Jackson, for that comment. I need some help out.
Thank you. Now,
at this time, we're going to go to a new
let me hear your voice calling me.
Another t-shirt that we came across says, "Me down anymore. I am strong now than I have ever been." And you deserve love without pain. Writing on your t-shirt. That's been through their troubles and their pain. They survived, and that we are honored.
In his word, yeah.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
You gotta do. Ask him to forgive you for all of your sins.
can blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept?
Oh,
How many know he's so worthy? I love Jesus. I really love him. The spirit of worship is a very unusual thing because if you're selfish, you can't worship God. And on top of that, a worshiper doesn't have to always come into the presence of the Lord asking him for anything. Because a worshiper knows in whom they believe. The Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So it doesn't matter if I have a problem. The one that I'm worshiping is a problem solver. I'm just looking for my worshipers. That's why I'm talking. A worshiper recognizes this, is that I've gone to the next level of faith that says, if God doesn't work it out the way I thought he should have, I know he's got a better way, because he said, I will do exceedingly. Oh, you didn't hear that. Apparently the way you asked him to do it was too low, because he said, when I finally do it for you, I'm going to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. And what is that power? It's the power to worship him. It's the power to worship him when you can't trace him. When you don't know what he's doing, you still count him to be worthy. Somebody just lift your hands up. Come on, Dr. Pena.
Washington Society. So, if I can adjust my back on the board, so here's a class. Can you hear me? Another provider. Another provider. And I look around. now.
Thank you.
we're coming down to our show live. Those that are have been able to hear, share, and it would be absolutely great if you could dial in 818-577-9999 and come in to the table after the minute off the air. You're in a chat room. You're supposed to still be recording. So now 818-577-9999. In the last minute of
interacting with Wake County. We provide direct services to people who have been victimized by domestic violence, sexual assault, through our 24-hour crisis line. We've got walk-in counseling Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We have support group counseling for sexual assault survivors as well as domestic violence survivors. We also have support advocacy for those people who have been affected by domestic violence and are seeking either a domestic violence protective order or criminal charges against their abuser. And we do know that there are lots of victims of domestic violence who are also sexual assault victims as well. And one of our newer programs now is our Solace Center, which is in North Carolina's first forensic examination center that is community-based. So it's not based in the hospital. It's actually based in interactive facilities. And it allows folks who have been victimized by sexual violence to be able to have a rape kit done in a safe and confidential setting with trained advocates there and trained nurses who are able to offer support and able to do the collection, evidence collection process for that victim. And you know, you can get law enforcement involved or not. Either way, it's fine, but you are connected with support for your victimization and trauma situation.
Just open your mouth and just begin to whisper something to him. Tell him how much you love him. Come on, tell him, tell him, tell him. Come on, you tell him. I want to hear you tell him. Oh God, if you don't ever do anything else, you've already done enough. You've done so much for me until I'm behind in my worship. If you stopped moving in my life right now, it would take me 1,000 years to give you all the praise that's due your name. My God. And so today, I want to take this moment. Lord, we give you all our praise. The praise that's due you. And we magnify you when we say that you're holy. That's how we magnify you. When we call you holy and tell you that we worship you. Does anybody feel like that tonight? Anybody in here feel like that tonight?
Thank you. Thank you. do apologize for some of the volume. We have had an awesome time on tonight. Thank you to every one of you for coming out on tonight and sharing with us this great experience and this moving experience. It's powerful. And we talked about Adriana came along and talked about the movement. Again, the movement is training for SU students, activists, and peer educators to facilitate workshops on the prevention of sexual assault, relationships, violence, including stalking. It is estimated that over 500 North Carolina State women will be raped or experience an attempt rape each academic year. 46.5% of the college men have raped, and most have done some multiple times. Some of the other that have been spoken is that the only way to prevent rape is not to walk alone. This is the message that North Carolina State University campus police send out to that they should not walk alone, that they should take self-defense, that they should carry pepper spray, not drink alcohol, and be with the school that you trust. However, those recommendations put the responsibility on the survivor, and usually women to prevent rape, and 98% of perpetrators of rape are men. So it sounds like that the responsibility is on the wrong one. It needs, the responsibility needs to be that message to go out to men. It is also said that assume that rape is committed by strangers. 90% of college women who are raped know their perpetrator. Again, these are people who, that they trust and that they are so-called friends, that they are they're not strangers, but they are actually someone that they know. We also, the message that is being sent is that none of those techniques stop people from raping in the first place, because it is something, it's a heart issue. We talk about that rape and sexual assault are crimes that will only end when our culture changes. Talked about that one Monday night, that we need to have a mindset change in reference to rape and sexual assault, and we need to put the responsibility of rape back to those who rape, and that could be a man, that could be a woman, that could be your uncle, that could be your mother, that could be your friend, it could be the friend of a friend. It could be your brother's friend. It could be your neighbor. It could be your teacher. There is no one person. There is no particular characteristic or gender. Rape happens to men, and it also happens to women. So we thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight. We thank you for being a part. Again, I apologize for any of the sound that did not come through as we were trying to listen in, and at the same time we were also trying to allow the other students to be able to hear. So thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for allowing us. Thank you for just participating and hanging in there with us. And I want to say thank you to the Women's Center for allowing us to come in and be a part of such an awesome living event. Sharing such a beautiful experience in Southern and Southern. Some of these women, have never heard stories before. Some of them just take their first time and get the mood of the room. Hold their stories, and you can feel the connection, you can feel their heart, you can feel the pain, you can feel the hurt, you can feel the shame, you know, but the message that is being sent, it is not your fault, you know, the message that is being sent is love really is, that love is not painful, that love doesn't hurt, that love is supposed to make you feel warm inside, that because of this experience that I am now a stronger person. These are the messages that we talk about. These are the messages that have been conveyed. So now I am going to conclude this broadcast. I hope that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. I hope that it was an experience. I hope that you enjoyed. I hope that we can do this again. And just to keep out, this was our first event. So, of course, this is a difficult thing. Thank God for allowing us to be here. Thank God for you for listening. First, we always keep God first. We know that without God, we can do nothing. We know that God allowed, oh God, that God allowed things to happen for us, but we keep our food so that we can overcome, that we can be more than conquerors, that we are victorious in Him, that there is nothing too hard for God. And as one of the survivors said, she was the only woman. She said that it was God that helped her to get through her difficult times. That when things get tough and she's having a bad day, she looks up to the hills, which comes her help, that her help comes from God. And we thank God for one believer that I've heard in the bunch. Not to say that any of the other ones that were not believers, but we know that all of them have gone through, all of them have experienced hurt, and whatever source of power, whatever tool that they use, whatever they do their strength, whatever strategic weapon that they use to overcome, it is all good. The message is still the same. We can overcome the shame, the abandonment, the rejection, the oppression, the abuse. We thank you for joining us. We thank each and every survivor. We thank each and every person that puts them together. And we know that we are free. We are no longer in bondage, and that we walk in victory. Good night.